भगवद्गीता 4.24 ब्रह्मार्पणं ब्रह्माविर्ब्रह्माग्नौ ब्रह्मणाहुतं ब्रह्मैव तेन गन्तव्यं ब्रह्मकर्म समाधिना. हियर कृष्णा इज यूजिंग अ पोएटिक ऑर्नमेंट ऑफ रेपिटेशन टू कन्वे अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फिलोसॉफिकल पॉइंट about Brahman. This sort of multiple repetition of the same word happens in the Gita, most famously in 9.34 and 18.65, where the verses are almost identical. And Krishna uses the word aham 6 times, just as the word Brahma is used here 6 times. And there, Krishna doesn't use the word aham, sorry. He uses the word mam, which is basically semantically the same, although the form is different. So those verses are 18.65 and 9.34 are mostly similar. Manmanabha madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi. Till here, both verses are similar. And 18.65 is satyam te pratijane priyosi me. And 9.34 is Mame Vaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha. So both these verses have the same number of occurrences of the word Mam, although the six are there. So two in first line, two in second line, one in third and one in fourth, which is similar to how Brahma occurs in this verse. 2, 2, 1, 1. And Brahma and Mam refer to the same ultimate object. Brahma refers to spirit, and ultimately the highest spiritual reality is Krishna. And Aham very clearly refers to Krishna. So from the poetic or alliteration point of view, these two words are similar, but from the semantic content point of view, from the meaning point of view, an even more close verse is 9.16, where in a very similar way to this, here it is Brahma, there is Aham. Aham kratur aham yajnah swadhaham aham aushadham mantro aham aham evajyam aham agnir aham hutam. So, in fact, there the word now, aham comes 7 times, 2, 2, 1 and 2, whereas Brahma comes here 6 times. So, the word Brahma is a generic or non-specific term for the absolute truth, whereas aham, mam, is a very clear specific word for the absolute truth. It refers to Krishna, aham. Now, if you see, in the 10th chapter, Krishna will very clearly state that, sorry, Arjuna will state Param Brahma, that you are the Param Brahma. So, in that sense, the word Brahma and the word aham, they refer to the same thing. Now, it's not that Krishna is referred to only as Param Brahma. To distinguish him from Brahma is used as Param Brahma, but many times in scripture the word Brahma is also used to refer to the absolute truth. So, after looking at all these scripture parallels, poetic parallels, now or literary ornament parallels, now look, let's try to understand the meaning of this verse. So, Krishna is giving us a spiritual vision of sacrifice. He's stating that the sacrifice that is performed, where we perform, so how everything in it is ultimately spiritual. The concept of sacrifice was first introduced by Krishna in the 3rd chapter, 3.9-16. And now, Krishna is saying that how everything in it is Brahma. So Brahmarpanam Brahmahaver. So the offering is to Brahma, the offered, the oblation is Brahma. Brahmagnau, the fire is Brahma. Brahmanahutam, what is poured out is also Brahma. And Brahmaivatena gantavyam, Brahma is attained. Brahma karma samadhina, for one who is absorbed in Brahma. So essentially, Krishna is stating that Brahma is the highest manifestation. Brahma is the ultimate destination. Brahma is the active principle. Brahma is the ingredient, the component. So in one sense, everything is Brahma. So what does this verse actually mean? Is it that everything is spiritual? So there is the principle that ultimately Krishna's two energies are his energies only. And in the sense, because they come from the one energetic source, they have similarity, not just diversity. So by the purpose or the intention of wanting to do something for the absolute truth, in pursuit of the absolute truth, even matter can become spiritualized. So, spiritualization is being spiritual in application. Now, it may not be spiritual necessarily in constitution. It may not be made of spirit. It may not be made of Satchitananda. But it becomes spiritualized in application because it is used for a spiritual purpose. So, essentially, in this verse, Krishna is stating that after this verse, he will talk about various kinds of sacrifices. And before starting off, Krishna will give a spiritual vision of all the sacrifices by stating how everything in them is Brahma. So, by having a spiritual vision, the sacrifices can be performed for Karma Kanda, but the sacrifices can also be performed with a spiritual vision. And then, when they perform the spiritual vision, the destination is not the attainment of Brahman. Not an attainment of Swarga, as would be otherwise, but the destination is attainment of Brahman. Now, Brahma karma samadhina. So, when the performer of sacrifice meditates, how actually everything is spiritual. I am a spiritual being. This fire is a manifestation of Brahma. And what I'm offering into the fire is Brahma. And the whole process of the offering, oblation being accepted, being poured, being accepted, it is Brahma. And when the consciousness becomes spiritualized like this, then the person also attains the spiritual destination. The person also becomes spiritualized. Now, this verse can also be seen in the context of another famous Mahabharata verse where Krishna compares the Kurukshetra war to a battlefield, to a fire sacrifice. And he says that the Kurukshetra war field is the Yajna Kunda. And the Kauravas are the Ahuti to be offered. You, Arjuna, are the Brahman. And the spoon by which the offering is made into the fire, that is your Gandiva bow. So when you shoot arrows with the Gandiva bow, then the Kauravas will be the oblation that will fall on the Kurukshetra war field, and their falling will be like they being offered to enter the fire Yajna Kunda. So now Krishna essentially is telling Arjuna that don't have a restricted vision of the spiritual. Even your fighting can be spiritual, and if you have the right consciousness, and if you see how ultimately everything can connect us with the spiritual, and everything is coming from the supremely spiritual Lord. So, yajnaya acharatah karma was said in the previous verse 4.23. So now how that acharatah can be done, that is illustrated, or that is general principle is summarized through this particular verse. So Arjuna, don't think that your activity of fighting is just a mundane activity. No, even it is a spiritual activity if you have the spiritual consciousness. And this fighting will take you to the spiritual destination. Brahmevatena gantavyam. So this way, Krishna is by introducing and stressing the terminology of Brahman, taking Arjuna's consciousness higher, so that whereas earlier he was associating action with material activities and something to be renounced, now he is showing that action can also be spiritual, and therefore it needn't be renounced. It can be embraced with the proper purified intention. Thank you.